But I've got to tell you, one of the greatest things that happened to John Hall and Associates was Russ Shaw, you know, joining this company almost 30 years ago.
Actually, over 30 years. It's almost 31.
You're pushing.
Yeah. Okay. I've even dyed my hair gray to make it look consistent.
So. Well, I dyed mine a different color to hide gray. It's just, it depends on which side you're on. But it really is one of the greatest things. And many of you, as you've gone through the ProStart classes, know how fortunate we are, because if and when he's had the time, he has always come in and talked to, you know, the individual classes and addressed very directly, you know, any of the questions that people wanted to ask and so forth. And so I'm just going to turn it over to Russ and say to you from us, thank you very much for doing this tonight, because I know how much it means to all of us. Thank you. Yeah.
So what do you guys want to know? No one really has anything. Thanks, short talk. Thanks. Does anyone actually have something they do want to know? Yeah.
What's the best way to kickstart the business when you're starting off and you have no clients and no money?
What's the best way to kickstart the business when you have no clients and no money and you're just getting started?
Yeah, the ultimate goal, of course, is to end up a listing Google. Like, you know, okay. You chose that in the class, but
so
if you don't have any listings.
No, I got the question. Yeah. So let's take and say, let's just pretend like most of the people in the room that that question applies to them too. So you get credit for asking the question. There's precisely two ways to get business. They are. This is so sophisticated that I want to write this down. Marketing or prospecting. That's the end of the list. Okay? This is true for all agents everywhere. Marketing is where you're attracting the customer to call you. Requires front-loaded money to finance it, and requires you have knowing what you're doing to front-load it, or else it would all be wasted money. So you actually have a bit of a blessing that you don't have the money to squander on marketing, since you wouldn't know what you were doing. If you think I'm kidding, I can tell you there are tens of thousands of agents who have spent hundreds of millions of dollars on stuff that had no prayer of working. I'm the first agent in the country to successfully make a radio ad work. I'm not saying that to brag. I got free ads for a year. It took me a year. Actually, I got free ads for 3 years. It took me 1 year of trial and error, and I had a background in writing radio ads. It took me a year of trial and error, not to do a deal off the radio, to make the phone ring once. I thought the station was lying to me and not running the ads. I really did. I was getting 10 ads a week in exchange for writing and producing some comedy for the station. I thought they were lying to me, and I would go to the station when the manager wasn't there and ask the on-air person, are you ready? It's young. Like they were, I wanted to see the logs. I couldn't believe it. No one called. We kept trying everything we thought would work. We copied everything, every other agent who was running radio ads, and they told us, here's what we're doing. I took it verbatim. I ripped it off and put my name and my phone number in the slot. No calls. Now, the other agent's definition of an ad that was working, like Dave Messner, who now owns a big Remax office. Dave used to be an agent. Dave was running that. He spent $20,000, which is kind of nice. He made enough to kiss away the $20,000. I want to make sure that's on tape. Dave's idea of a good ad was when his friends and other agents told him, hey Dave, we heard your ad, it sounds great. And since Dave got that kind of feedback, he kept running the ad. Joe Kegley, now with Remax, used to do C21, he was one of the top agents out in the Southeast Valley. Joe spent also $20,000 on KTAR. Same deal. I'm just giving examples of people because they didn't know what they were doing, neither did we. I kept trying everything. I tried everything that everyone else had done. It didn't work. But we started experimenting. My point is, When you're making an offer to anyone, you have to be offering something they want or it won't matter. That makes sense. You have to be offering something they want or your offer just won't matter. 3 years ago, I ran a very different ad on radio and TV than I run right now. See, right now I'm running an ad that basically says, in spite of the market, in spite of other people giving up, I can still sell your house. Imagine how well that would have played 3 years ago. You got the idea. So changing conditions would change what the message needs to be. So when you're marketing, A, you're going to finance it up front, and B, you have to have a correct message. Now, there's two ways to get business, marketing and prospecting. When you are prospecting for business, like you're seeking the customer, you actually have an advantage that you might not think about at first. And that is, you have the opportunity. See, here's the statement now. Surveys are the key to stats. You have the opportunity when you're prospecting to change your marketing message almost on the spot. Like if you say something to someone, unless you're just brain dead, if you say something to someone and they go, I don't have to get the hell out, maybe that line I just used isn't good. People go, no, that's probably not a real clever line. So you'd have to be, the salesperson could actually sit there and you could just literally try different stuff. You could just keep changing your message and they seem to respond to that. Like if I say, well, let me do a research for you, or whatever it is you find, like saying that to them, they're responding to, you understand? So you have these two methods of getting business, marketing and prospecting. If you are prospecting based, and when you start, you ought to be, if you're prospecting based, you have the opportunity to find out right then what's going to work. Because you can take all the stuff you say that's not working and go, let's check that off as not working. Does that make sense so far? So you have prospecting or marketing. If you don't have the cash to finance marketing, by definition, you are prospecting. The success that you will have or not have in this business is then directly proportional to how good you are at prospecting. Which isn't selling, it's finding someone you could sell something to or for. That makes sense. That's your number one thing. That is your number one thing. That is the skill that matters the most. So if you go, well, I'm an expert on the 12C calculator. I could teach a class on it. Good for you. Only no one will give a crap if you don't have a customer. Having a customer. So what is the most important thing for all businesses? Getting and keeping customers. Just that one skill. Getting and keeping customers. In the real estate brokerage business, it is the thing that makes the difference between fabulous success and utter failure. When you see people who are on their way out of the business, like imagine somebody who they've shown a buyer 40, 45 houses in the last couple of months, and the guy writes offers that there's no prayer, like he's never going to go to the other. And the agents are 45, 50 houses, 50 showings into it, and you say, why are you still with them? I got too much into the deal now to quit. You understand? It's like somebody in Vegas. I lost $4,000, but I can't walk away now. I mean, they've got my money. I got to win it back. Now, on a sanity scale, would you call that real sane? You got the idea. The guy's in Vegas. He's lost money, and he's trying to win his money back. Well, first of all, it's not his money anymore, is it? It's their money now. And if he could turn around and walk out, he'd get to keep what he still has. So would it be different? Why would an agent, any agent, show a buyer 50 houses and want to hang on to them? This is not a trick question. Why would they do that? They like looking at houses? Like if you get in this business and you think, well, I got to tell you, I love people and I love houses. Well, give it 6 months, you'll hate them both. That's not a problem. That'll work for you that way. So why would an agent show someone 50 houses and go right on doing it? Under the belief they're going to get a sale, but there's another underlying reason that's even more compelling.
Money.
No, they don't have any other customers. See, let's pretend you had 20 or 25 people who all said to you tomorrow, I want to buy a house. just pretend something like it. And you had five of us that come to you, come list mine now. What would you do differently?
Get rid of that one.
Well, you'd get rid of that one for sure. Like, that's flush now. Okay, but let's... What would you do differently than the way you normally do things? If someone said, I want to see a house.
You'd be more likely to make sure that pre-approval before you take the time to go take them off because you got some...
Pre-approval? Sure, pre-approval. That's for sure. How about pre-qualifying in general? How long have you been looking for a house? Oh, a couple years. We've been shopping around for a couple of years. If there's anything else you need from me today, Mr. Agent, to conclusively establish, I can never make up my mind and would love to waste your time, please let me know because I have loads of time. Understand? Do you use a pre-qualification sheet before you ever take a buyer out of your own property? If the answer is no, isn't that stupid? Isn't that a giant waste of time? Unless you're hoping to just go look at some houses together. If you like that, why don't you paint your car yellow, put a sign on top, and you can maybe charge it for the trip over. At least make a little bit of money. So do you have a buyer qualification? I'll tell you two places you can get one. One, if you go to RussellShawRealtor.com, go over on the far right and click on for agents only. Come down to the part that says, I think it says agents only. So on the right hand, far right side of the pull down menu, and there's a link there to our internal forms.